This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Alan McIntyre is a blind artist based in Edinburgh and currently has work at the Central Library as part of the Touchwoods exhibition from the RNIB Hillside Art Group. He's here today to tell us about his love of creating art, the exhibition, and his exploration of different mediums. Hi, Alan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi there.
So before we get into your current exhibition, can you tell us a bit about your sight loss condition?
I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa many years ago, and it's just a very slow progressive condition, so I've just been really adapting to it as it goes along. So it kind of changes everything in your life, but you just have to keep going with things you like doing, like art.
And when did you first begin creating art?
I've always had an interest in painting and drawing from school, and just kept it going. Always tried to do painting and mostly oil paintings. But after my diagnosis, then I just had to really look around and see what else I could do. And so I found an art class at the RNIB offices. And with a tutor there over the years, it just gave me encouragement to keep trying and developing my art, to keep going, but not really giving up, because I really enjoy it too much. When I did discover it, it just really helped, just at regular time and space as well to go. And at the National Galleries, by chance, my wife saw a small poster on the wall that the National Galleries do descriptive tours every month. So that really helped me when I could go along and hear about different exhibitions. Even though my eyesight was a lot better then, over the years, it's become a really incredibly useful way to keep in contact with exhibitions. And even more important now is my sight loss has become a lot more severe. The fact that you can experience all of the main exhibitions in Edinburgh, and even if it's artists you know, or especially artists you don't know, it can often give you an opportunity to just discover a whole new world of what an artist is doing. And because we do in practical workshops as well, then we can try some techniques or learn about the theories about that the artist uses. So it's just, the whole thing's really inspiring, just the physical aspect of workshops, along with finding out about the artist's life and history and theories as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have work which is in an exhibition currently at the Edinburgh Central Library. Can you tell us about this exhibition and how you got your inspiration?
Yeah, thanks. It's called Touch Woods, which is a nice name from one of the other members of the group, because a lot of the participants in the art class, as our sight loss progresses in, we're finding the need to kind of make more tactile work, and we want visitors to appreciate the work both visually and by touch as well, because the theme of the exhibition is about the forests. So I was inspired by a descriptive tour of an exhibition of M.C. Escher's work. He did famous prints about infinite staircases and waterfalls that never stop. And he did a print of a footpath in a forest, looking down at the puddles, and you could see apparently the footprints and bike paths going through it. I couldn't understand how he could make such a incredible image just from black and white print. And I could almost imagine being there on that footpath, looking at the puddles and imagining who had gone through there. So that made me, how could I make this into a physical object? So we've experienced other descriptive tours of a family called the Boyle family from Glasgow, a group of artists. Well, they are a family who make work where they go to random places in the world and they physically create a section of the ground in immense detail. So every single part of the landscape, or it could be a street corner, they make it in immense detail. So I wanted to try and kind of, you know, get inspired from that and physically make a wee piece of ground, you know. So that's really the inspiration. I've made some clay models, really, that reproduce different tracks from people or bikes or vehicles and the kind of grass and landscape as well. So.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful and like a great way for people to connect with nature as the days get colder and darker as well. How long is the exhibition on and how can people go along and see it?
It's on for the whole of October and it's in the Art and Design Department in the Central Library on George IV in Edinburgh. And there's a lot of work there from all of the members of the Hillside Art Group and we just really hope people will enjoy just experiencing different work and if it gives other people just inspiration to try something themselves and just take a look at their surroundings and go enjoy some in nature and the forests.
And finally, if there are people listening that have created art in the past and their sight is starting to change, or perhaps people that are blind and partially sighted that have never had a go at creating art, what are some starting tips that you'd recommend for people to get stuck in and give things a try?
I found it was not to rely on exactly what you can see or what you want to do as a fully sighted person. As I've tried to keep making art, I've had to learn different techniques and just really enjoy the process of physically just putting pen to paper to start with and seeing what happens. You can also adapt later to find more tactile ways of feeling lines or using paint, but not just to keep doing work as if you're fully sighted. Just relax, enjoy the process. And if you can try and find some group, then that's just, it's been so encouraging for us because our tutor, Graham, he's been such an amazing help to us because he facilitates the group really for us. He doesn't teach us or tell you what you have to do. He's open just to be ready to say, well, what do you want to do? What's your visual ability? And we can just take it from there. There's no pressure, just enjoy the process.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Alan McIntyre, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks.